It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
There he is.
Do it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, reminiscing.
Got to explain the inside joke.
It's about the muddy football helmet again. It comes around.
Why does that story keep coming up all the
anyway,
time?
Anyway, good morning to you.
Yes. I did was stand on the sidelines and go, do it.
But I didn't do it. You didn't have nothing to do with it.
No, I didn't do it. I just sat there, you know, and I just... You know, gave them my encouragement.
Do it. Do you think that that maybe that you were still involved, though?
No.
Inspiring those young men?
I don't believe so.
Do it. I can just see you now. Do it. You do it now here.
I do not.
Do it.
Nobody has a helmet you put money in.
I know, but there's other things that we do. Do it. Yeah, do it. Anyway, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I hope everybody out there is good. Ladies, get off the windows. I have no idea what's going on out there.
Don't you have an appointment about that coming up? I think you do.
A dentist appointment, yeah.
Oh, a dentist appointment. Yeah. No, I'm talking about something that can curb those visions that you're seeing. So,
well, nothing curbs the visions.
No. Anyway.
Hey, did you know that $5.60 of every plane ticket sold in the United States goes to fund TSA?
I didn't know that.
Yep. There's something that, you know, just out of the blue fact.
TSA.
Yeah. Yeah, Transportation Security Administration.
Okay. And I need to know that. Why?
Just wanted people to know that. You know,
I haven't been flying too much out of Sextonville International lately.
It's tough out there.
Yeah, it is. So,
tough day out there.
So you've been cooking, Hank?
A little bit.
Have you?
Yeah, a little bit. I've been cooking. There's a joke for Muscadet Morelfest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did the mushroom get invited to all the parties? He's a fun guy, right? Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a leftover joke from Monday.
That is way leftover. That's the name of the parade, the Fun Guy Parade tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 3.
Did you know Napoleon was once attacked by a horde of bunnies?
Did not know that.
Yep, just to let you know that. Anyway, we're going to get right in.
The Monty Python.
Yes, oh my goodness.
Where the bunny attacks the guy. Looks like a very nice, soft, fluffy bunny, and he goes for his throat. So, yeah.
Poor thing. All right, buddy. Are you ready for today? Is a word of the day and our Cooking with Hank segment.
Yeah, I've been just waiting all week for this.
What would you like to hear first?
Let's go, the word of the day, maybe?
You want the word of the day? Are you sure?
It's up to you.
Let's go with...
What's more spectacular?
That I can read it?
Yeah.
All right, let's go with my recipe, with Hank. All right?
Hank's recipe.
It's called Hillbilly Bacon Shroom Skillet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's your ingredients. A mess of mushrooms.
Ooh.
4 strips of bacon, maybe 5. And add 3 if you want to, because you know you're going to eat it when you're cooking it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's hard not to.
Half an onion. Other half's probably rolling underneath the fridge with your soy sauce.
Could be.
A dab of garlic from a jar. Garlic's always good from a neighbor's garden.
Oh.
Yeah. Splash of anything brown in a bottle.
Oh.
All right. Worcester gravy or maybe some sweet tea if you're from Arkansas.
Sweet tea?
Yeah,
in there?
No.
Okay.
Sweet tea's actually good to cook with.
Really? It's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Salt, pepper, and some yeehaw to taste.
Really?
Yeah. Here's your directions.
What's that? Yeehaw to taste.
Yeah. Fry bacon till it screams, I'm crispy.
Okay.
And at that point, you can eat the extra bacon that you cook. Because everybody eats a piece of bacon when you cook bacon.
You should.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To test it. Toss in the shrooms, onion, garlic, and bacon. And bacon grease dreams. You know, it's just... All right. Add mystery sauce splash. That's the brown stuff. Stir like you're fixing to win a blue ribbon, Philip.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Crumble bacon on top. Try not to eat the whole pan with a spoon. Okay.
Yeah.
And serve with a paper towel, a spork, or absolutely and absolutely zero shame. It's really good.
Eat with
your hands. That is a really, really good meal.
So that's legit.
That's a legit
meal. And these are morel mushrooms?
Yep.
Or are they the ones that Hank buys in the can for $1.99?
Here's the thing. A good mushroom is never bought in a can, which if you're morel mushrooms are the oh what's the just the regular mushrooms in the produce section
uh-huh, right
are very good for this, but morels are better.
Oh, morels.
And
yeah.
But honestly, the Worcester stash or soy sauce in with it with that is really good.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Mm. And if you want to make it a little bit more, you can put like a half a pound of pork and hamburger with it. Okay. Really good.
Huh.
So
well, this is the first recipe that you've given that actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and it's in honor of Mushroom Fest.
So, yeah,
Morel Fest and Muscadet this week, starting today actually. So yeah,
are you going to take some with you in your lunch pail when you can have before between games?
No, I'm.
While you're umping.
Well, I was told that I would get that there'd be a burger waiting on me. I
really?
Hope it has morel. Yeah, but you know how that goes.
Hmm.
Three games.
Three games.
Wow. Yeah. Three games tomorrow.
Sounds like a good amount of mushrooms for you to buy.
Yeah.
Maybe bring back for the station here.
Yeah, with the prices, though, there probably won't be any left before I get there.
Well, you never know.
Mm. Anyway, then there I'm on Sunday as well.
Oh,
hometown.
Yeah,
so.
Boy.
Yeah.
Not much time for R&R this weekend.
Not at all, sir.
Yeah.
Not at all. But, you know, after the 27th, it just stops. Just
sure. Yeah.
Right. Stops. So tonight I'm in Fenimore.
Oh,
at 4:30, and then I'm in Wazika at 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a double cheat for the kids.
Double cheat. We'll cheat four teams today, buddy. You know, woo-hoo. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yes.
All right, buddy, here you go. The word of the day.
Okay.
It's tarnation.
Tarnation.
Tarnation. The meaning is a mild cuss word expressing surprise or anger.
Yeah, what in tarnation?
There you go. Here we go. All right, and I'm going to see if I've put some words together, the hillbilly words. You ready? I've got a hankering for some Granny's peach cobbler, but tarnation, it's all the way over yonder at her place.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Tarnation.
Tarnation.
Okay.
See, and if you notice, I put the last three words that we've had for the last 3 weeks.
You worked them all in a sentence.
Hankering, it was.
That's really
tough.
Good work. Really, I'm very impressed with you. You were able to use your words in a sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done something that I've done something today that I've never done before.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Use your words in a sentence.
Right.
Words in a sentence.
I thought you were going with like you were working on the roof. You know, you had tar. All over tarnation.
All over tarnation. No.
No.
I wanted to use all the last three weeks of words.
Yeah. Very well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that you should get a star in your paper today for that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I passed.
Yeah, you did.
Well, anyway, do you want to know any more crazy facts?
Maybe one more.
Well, you know, did you know apples float because they are 25% air, Philip?
Oh. Didn't know that, but yeah. I know they float.
Yeah.
Bobbing for apples.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I float, but I think I'm more than 25% air.
Yeah, could be. A lot more. Hot air.
There's a giant cloud of alcohol in space.
Really?
Yeah. And it could make 400 trillion beers. No lie.
That's why you want to go into space, I suppose. Right?
No wonder everybody's trying to get to space.
All right,
buddy. I hope you have a great weekend. Are you going to be cheating the kids anywhere today?
I will be in Richland Center today.
Oh, good. Softball?
Yeah. Softball.
Good for you.
And then tomorrow will be at the Grace thing, so I don't get to sleep in my normal beauty sleep. I'll have to take a nap tomorrow afternoon.
Well,
so,
you haven't had beauty sleep in a while.
A longer nap. But, yeah, we're up early for the Grace race, the Race for Grace.
Yes.
At Kroska Park, and it gets underway probably around 7:30, but the registration goes 6:30 to 7:30, so we'll be there by 6:30 and telling people where to go.
Right.
Playing some tunes.
So good things this weekend. You have the Muscadet Morel Fest. You have the Grace Race. You have the Ho-Chunk Dancers going to
Tippsauke Farm.
Yep, Tippsauke
you
Farm.
Have the quilt gala.
Yes.
At Richland Center.
Yes.
I'm going to see if I can maybe block my account because June, I think, is going to that.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah.
But I think Ron and Beth have a blanket down there.
I think they do. Yeah, they were among the many that that donated quilts.
Yeah, it's amazing how many quilts that were donated. That is awesome.
And the Ithaca Lions auction.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. All kinds of stuff.
Busy.
And Henry's going to be on the ball diamond somewhere.
All right. Well, good luck with
that. Hey, have a great day. And everybody, be kind.
That's Hank.